From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte.
Ariel and Nina Strauss boarded the St. Louis ship Saturday, May 13, 1939.
The fate of a German ocean liner in 1939 is undoubtedly one of the darkest moments in both American and Cuban history. The MS St. Louis was bound for Havana, carrying nearly 1,000 Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi persecution. After Cuba and the United States both turned the ship away and it returned to Europe, most of those passengers perished in the Holocaust. And now Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Nilo Cruz has raised the specter of that doomed voyage in his latest work, titled Sotto Voce. He joins us now. Nilo, it's so good to see you again.
Wonderful to see you.
When and how did you first hear the story of the MS St. Louis?
I actually heard it through a friend of mine who is a theater director who has a theater company here in Miami called Avanti. His name is Marunesto Sanchez. And he asked me to commission me to write the play.
And why did you want to make the story of this voyage a part of the plot of Sotto Voce?
Well, I thought it was an important moment in history that shouldn't be forgotten. And also because it seems like this story keeps on repeating itself. We are not only the United States, but other countries in Europe and the rest of the world are constantly turning back immigrants. And I thought it was important to reflect on this subject matter. I think it's a universal story. And so that's one of the reasons I decided to set the play not only in the past, but also in the present.
Why?
Because what's written is meant to be read. And books exist to help us understand ourselves.
You grew up in Miami, but you yourself were a refugee.
Yes.
From Cuba. How did you get to the United States?
We came here through the Freedom Flights. Probably one of the last Freedom Flights from Cuba to the United States, and that was 1970. I was 9 years old, about to turn 10.
When you heard the story of the MS St. Louis, did that experience on the Freedom Flight come to you? You know, this idea of the possibility of your getting turned away?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to fly. There were two flights, and we were supposed to fly on the first flight that evening at 7 o'clock. And we were not allowed to fly on that flight that evening. And so we had to wait till the next morning. I could see the worry on my parents' face. But at the end, we were grateful. And we were grateful to be able to leave. And especially my parents were very grateful because they waited for so long.
Do you think of Sotto Voce as a kind of apology for the actions of Cuba and the United States back in 1939?
It is. The United States apologized, I think 3 years ago in Washington, but Cuba never did. If I can apologize for Cuba, sort of, yes, this is an apology.
We've been chatting with Miami-raised playwright Nilo Cruz. His new play, Sotto Voce, can be seen tonight through Sunday at Miami-Dade County Auditorium's onstage Black Box Theater. Nilo, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me in your program.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.